Challenges of Faith radio program. I'm Gary McCanns. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining on the Say What series number 9. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Growing listenership in Puerto Rico and Mexico. The last time we talked about how is the Native American community doing, and prior to that, the Black community. Today, we want to talk about how is the Latino American community doing. When I started the series, you know, I shared that I was going to touch on every community of the human race created by God. You ready to continue? You sure? All right, then you already know on June the 27th, 2024, you know, a month and a week ago, between 2022 and 2023, according to the United States Census Bureau, I can't speak about your country, but here in the United States, the Hispanic population accounted for just under 71% of the overall growth of the United States population, driven primarily by Hispanic births. According to newly released vintage 2023 population estimates from the United States Census Bureau, Hispanics of any race grew to just over 65 million, an increase of 1.16 million, which is 1.8% from the prior year. And this growth significantly contributed to the nation's total population gain of 1.64 million in 2023. The Hispanic population is expanding at a substantially faster rate than the non-Hispanic population, primarily due to natural increase. That is, more births than deaths, said Christy Wilder, a demographer in the Census Bureau's Population Division. The annual increase of 1.8% was in sharp contrast to the 0.2% increase in the non-Hispanic population, whose growth was tempered by a decline among non-Hispanic whites. The largest demographic within the non-Hispanic category and the only one, population loss. Sounds good, meaning not in terms of the non-Hispanic category being the only one to experience a population loss. It sounds good if the population numbers matched up with the previous communities that I spoke about, Black American communities, Native American communities. But let's go on. While natural increase made the greatest contribution to Hispanic population growth, between 2022 and 2023 with approximately 722,000 more births than deaths, international migration resulted in about one-third of the overall net gain in the Hispanic population, with just over 437,000 migrants coming into the country. Reflecting this growth, Hispanics of any race made up almost one-fifth, 19.5% of the U.S. population in 2023, making it the second largest group after the non-Hispanic white population. Although Hispanic population continued to grow, its yearly growth of 1.8% between 2022 and 2023 is slower than it was in previous decades. 2% between 2012 and 2013 and 3.7% between 2002 and 2003. However, population still grew faster than the nation's non-Hispanic population, which increased by 0.2%, just under 500,000. 2022 to 269.7 million in 2023. The non-Hispanic population slower growth stemmed from natural decrease, where it experienced 217,000 more deaths than births from 2022 to 2023. Despite this natural decrease, the non-Hispanic population experienced some growth due to a net gain of more than 700,000 people through net international migration. Now, you know, when you unpack all of that, and I'm not finished, sounds good. Do you notice the key code, C-O-D-E word, is natural decrease? Now, you know, the United Nations just released a report citing a decrease of births while celebrating or acknowledging a decrease of population that they were looking for, and then have to admit in the same report a concern about certain populations or communities populating, not increasing in population. I remember when the Black American community was 40 million, way before all this talk, you know, and individuals coming from abroad, which is their right, with the same skin tone, to all of a sudden now is mixed to Black Americans with, you know, others who identified as Black, the code word, C-O-D-E, to where, you know, it's all combined unless you separate it into reality. And then even now, you know, I know that I think it was recently reported that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is talking about the hopes of having the alleged 11 million individuals who happen to be migrants naturalized as citizens. And I say that only because you have the reported population and you have the unreported population. Today we're talking about the Latino Hispanic population, a population which surpassed 65 million people after having gained nearly 1.2 million residents since 2022, an increase of 1.8% for a total population of 65,219,145. And among the states, California has 15,760,437, Texas with 12,135,690, Florida with 6,197,465, and New York with 3,873,130, with the largest Hispanic population. And congratulations to the Latino community. Again, now let me give you an assignment. Those of you who tune in from abroad and throughout the United States, Challenges of Faith radio program, what is the current U.S. population? And then go back, if you choose, whether it's the 1 through 20 series as relates to my community, always start at home first, or the one I just did on the Say What series. I believe it's number 7 as it relates to the Black community's population, and then the Native Americans community population, Say What Series 8, and then today. So what happened? Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. So who, irrespective of who is, not conspiratorial, I don't get into all that, encourage the decrease of the Black and Native American communities? Who? I'm just asking. What faces do you see publicly, whether on the news media, including the same skin tone, and whatever the motives are, what faces do you see? What is their background? What faces do you see in the political, educational, social, criminal justice, encouraging the decrease of more births in the Black community, the Native American community? What faces of influence do you see? What excuses are being used? Go ahead, I'm asking. I'm truly trying to understand. Oh, you're going to find out factually. I remember when I was blessed to help the disadvantaged, the poor, the helpless, the homeless, the hurting. I remember putting out a newsletter that went to everybody, including the elected officials, local, state, federally. And it was titled Just the Facts, F-A-C-T-S. No rumors, no gossip. Just the facts. So let me conclude on today's Say What series that for my life is factual. Black hair, brown hair, no hair, black skin, red skin, tan skin. Human beings come in an exhaustible variety of sizes, shapes, colors, and personalities, but we are all part of a single race, the human race. And before I begin, continue, who out there keeps trying to divide individuals based upon skin tone? Who are these individuals? Why are they doing it? What is their motive? Genesis chapter 1 and 2 describe in detail how human beings came into an existence. In the beginning, there was one man and one woman. Say what? Okay, let me ask you another question. Who out there, wherever out there is on this globe, keep trying to divide the man and the woman and the man? Who are they? What is their motive? God did not create any more humans than the way he had created them. And he gave them the command to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Who are the individuals that have been running around saying, do not be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth? They even say it. Do not be fruitful and multiply your community, your household, your neighborhood, your township, your village, your province. Who are these individuals? Why? That's the opposite of what God said. Why are individuals trying to play little g God in individuals' lives that represent a community, a family, a nation? All other humans came from those first parents. And so in that sense, we're all related to each other. Didn't you know that? You didn't know that? Oh, and you heard me say, if you look at what's going on in the Middle East, the fighting, you can all be traced back to Abraham and his two sons. But even many evolutionary theories concede that human beings originated from a single set of parents. The theories greatly differ in their ideas of where those parents came from and what their nature was, but it is undeniable that all human beings are genetically related. The Bible says, hey, that is your right. If you don't want to believe the Bible, want to do what, that is your right. It only stops when you try to infringe upon me what I desire to believe for my individual life, whether it's the remainder of the time living on earth or heaven bound. But the Bible says that those parents were birthed in the heart of a loving and powerful God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. I know he's loving and been powerful in my life. I can't talk about your life. You can't talk about mine. But they were designed by him for fellowship and love, and they were set as gardeners in his perfect world. And you can see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 and 19. But something happened. Something happened. And you can even see where something happened with the angels. Oh, everybody trying to go against God. Before the fall, they would have been genetically perfect. Adam lived for nearly 1,000 years, Genesis chapter 5, verse 5, and we can assume Eve lived a similarly long time. Theoretically, the two could have had several hundred children, and since their bodies did not age at the rate humans now age, those children grew up and married each other, and multiplying the human race within the first several hundred years of human existence. Isn't it interesting that in the Word of God, it tells humans, men and women, women and men, you're only going to live up to a certain length of time. Do you notice even you do your research today and find out who the oldest person, living person, recorded person on the planet is and find out what their age is? And then compare what the Word of God said. And who said it? God. After several generations, human beings became so wicked that God sent a flood to wipe out every living thing on the earth except one man and his family. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wives were alone, saved through the flood, along with enough animals to replenish the earth. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1 through 4. So not only are we all related to our first parents, Adam and Eve, but we're also related to Noah and his wife. God started all over with one family and told them to be fruitful and increase their number and fill the earth. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And as time went on, each of Noah's sons had more sons, and their descendants eventually became various nations. And you can see that in Genesis chapter 10. Look at all the nations on the planet, irrespective of when a country changes its name, you know, like Persia to Iran. The dispersion of humanity after the Tower of Babel, some call it Babel, gave rise to the various language groups we see today. You remember what happened at the Tower of Babel, Tower of Babel? Kind of like what humans are doing today. And it's possible that it's also contributed to the formation of the various races. Regardless of the ethnic and racial differences we observe today, all human beings are genetically related through Adam and Eve. And the fact that we're all related through Adam is especially spiritually significant. According to the Bible, we're all born with Adam's sinful nature. We have a predisposition to choose our own paths and be our own little g god. Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25. And you can see that in many ways today. Look at a lot of these scientists and everybody else trying to create their little g gods, you know, and little g religions. Remember now, Christianity is not a religion. Oh, you didn't know that? But wait a minute. What are humans, little men, women and men, trying to create in their own image? Do you notice that that child of yours, you didn't have to teach them how to think wrong, say wrong, and do wrong? Did you notice that? Children do not have to be taught how to sin. It comes naturally because they inherited the same sinful nature that their parents and grandparents inherited. Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says that sin entered the world through one man and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people because all have sinned. That's why we humanly die. If Adam were not the father of all humankind, we could not all have inherited his nature. But because we're all Adam's children, we're all sinners like he was. I know there are those of you who are going to try. You don't have to tell me. You can fool yourself. You ain't fooling God. And you know what? People who know you, you can go, oh, but there are those of you claiming you can go 24 hours, 7 days a week without thinking wrong, saying wrong, and doing wrong. Sounds good. Now, you may be able to go 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds. You're not going to make it because the only person that made it was Jesus Christ, Adam's children. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners, Romans chapter 5, verse 19. And that's because Adam passed on to you and I the judgment his sin earned, that you can see in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, and Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Understanding that every one of us is born equally undeserving of God's mercy, and it keeps us from passing judgment on others, like Romans chapter 2, verse 1 says. But it doesn't stop you from passing judgment, does it? You're so perfect that you have made the assumption that you are a little g god in somebody's life. Because all of a sudden now you're dictating what should occur to people as relates to population decrease, increase in every area of their life. But God forbid someone tell you. And understand that every person is also a unique individual created in the image of God, not in the image of you or you or you, but it helps us treat all people with respect, like Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 reminds us that we should do. You are reminded, are you not? You're not? All right. As we close up today, I gave you an assignment. Let me help you along. You don't mind, do you? In the United States, I can't talk about your country, but in the United States, population 336,835,784. Global world population 8 billion. What was the rest of it, you all? All right. I know you're going to tell me. Listen, thank you for taking the time and tuning in to Challenges of Faith radio program on the Say What number 9 series. And we continue because we're going to look at each of the communities, the non-Hispanic community, those who happen to be European, Jewish, Asian, India, you name it, we'll continue on. Of all of the individuals that's in these United States, you don't mind, do you? You sure? All right, then.
Darkness no longer, a child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby kept his lungs. But daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the path, and daddy can't find, and it can't be seen, the family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey, serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day. And it's on the way. We just marked a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant, she's no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry. Go ahead and cry, cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world
day.
Order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast. And there's no need to fear, cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep, tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry, the time's dictated plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man, cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new
a change of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are many with the eyes but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chain, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win. Shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's
a change in mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order.
It's a new